Well, yeah, a little bluegrass. Is there a bear around here? I thought I smelled one. This song's had a good ride in this town, so I thought, why not unsaddle that bear and get him off that hill tonight, you know? Well, like I've explained here for 50 shows, I ain't no drinking man. Except on occasion. Now, I tried it once and it got me highly irregular. I swore I would never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law who lives over in Kentucky that I'd watch his still while he went into town to vote. Well, I couldn't find it because I think it was down in Mammoth Cave or something like that. But I happened upon that still, finally found it. I used my Google still locator. And it was right up there on the mountain where the map said it would be. But friends, it was not an ordinary still. It stood up on that hill like a huge golden opal. And God's yellow full moon, almost full moon, was a shining on this beautiful, clear Ohio River evening. And God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off in the heavens, and as I tried to explain earlier, I ain't no drinking man. But the temptation got the best of me, and I took a slash. Woo! That yellow whiskey running down my throat tasted like honeydew vine water. I took another one. Took another and another and another, and before I knew it, I'd down one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashing. Goose pimples was running up and down my body. And then this feeling came over me like something I'd never experienced before. It was like I was in love. Yeah, for the first time. With anything that moved. Animate, inanimate, it did not matter. It was like there's this great neon sign flashing on and off my brain saying, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. No, that's the wrong sign. Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day coming. Cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee-crawling, slip-sliding, hanging out on that boat behind the stage and drunk. I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. Kodiak-looking fellow, 19 feet tall. He rambled up over that hill, expecting me to do one of two things. Flip or fly. I didn't do either one. Hung his ass up. He started sniffing around me because he's trying to smell fear on my body. It ain't gonna happen tonight, Mr. Bear, because I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. Hung him up. He looked me right in my eyes then, and my eyes was a lot redder than his one. It hung him up. So I approached him, a little detente, And I said, Mr. Bear, sir, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. And I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. Rare bear, tall bear, smelly bear, paw bear, Rennie the bear, Teddy the bear, Pokey the bear, Smokey the bear. I want you to go back over there tonight and you tell them I'm feeling right. You tell them I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm going to run every goddamn one of them right off the hill. He took two steps backwards. He didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to think. Neither did anybody else. But being a fearless man, Catholic and cautious, I approached him again. And I said, you know, Mr. Bear, in the eyes of the Lord, we're all just beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw. I led him over the still because he's sniffing something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honey divine water. He downed it upright. Looked like one of them bears at the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another, and he looked like he was dancing on the stars. He commits to doing the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snort, a fly, turning a grunt. So simple like the cha-cha had plumb evaded me. And we had worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. I was awful tired. I went over the hillside, laid down, slept for 4 hours, and dreamt me some tremulous dream. And when I woke up, there was God's yellow moon still shining on the cool, clear morning. God's little lanterns were still twinkling on and off in the heavens. And my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. See you, Mr. Bear. Oh, that moon's out.